T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, Red Bull Vodka Friday, Football Friday, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. Don't forget to check out BetQL's Giving Props, BetQL.com/props. 10 prop bets for this weekend's games. Get the most right, you could win 10 grand. Just by signing up, you'll be entered into a grand prize drawing for 10 grand. You can win 2 or 10. I don't know about you, but I could use it. Right now, though, time to go to the phone lines for Ask B. Mitch Anything. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. He's an NFL legend. You can ask him any question you want. Let's start with Noel in Chicago. What's up, Noel?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Great, great, great calling you from Chicago. I'm a big DC fan. I wanted to ask you, B. Mitch, you know, what's the honest assessment really on Scott Turner as our offensive coordinator and how he's done? And if we end up getting a good quarterback, which is obviously what we're always talking about, Do we have faith in his offensive schemes to actually maximize whoever that quarterback is to do really, really well for us next year? Because I'm not honest. I'm honestly not too sure. I mean, he's done great with McKissick, and, you know, obviously Logan Thomas has been great. McLaurin is McLaurin, but I'm not really, you know, psyched about anything with the offense thus far, though, as far as, you know, the expectations of what we have for it to be and what it can be. And I want to know your thoughts on that.
My true assessment of Scott Turner, I believe he's been up and down, and I think a lot of times he's very stubborn and he takes too long to change things. I feel he has the capability, but it has to be proven to me that he could do it. I'm talking about within games, after a first drive, figure out things. I don't think he's done that. I think the jury is still out whether or not he could take a young quarterback and nurture him to come to what you want, because he hadn't done it before. You know, he liked Taylor Heineke. Taylor did some good things, but he did a lot of bad things as well last year. And I think ultimately, just as much as I think this year is a test for Ron, I think it's a test for Scott as well, especially if you get a young quarterback. You need to prove, once you get him here, you need to take him somewhere. You know, they've had all these veteran quarterback people that was familiar with their system. When you're a great coach, you can coach your system to anybody. They don't have to be just familiar with your system. Everybody we brought in here has some familiarity. I want to see you bring a best player and get the best out of him, and that hadn't been proven to me yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'd go one step further that I think it's a big year for Ron. It's a big year for Scott. It's a big year for all of them.
Yeah.
If they have another underperforming year, particularly if it's an underperforming year where they go out and pay a big price tag to get a veteran quarterback in here, I think you got real questions about who survives to 2023.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we'll see what happens. I think it'll also be interesting if they get a veteran quarterback, what that relationship is like with Scott right away.
Yeah.
And who has the juice in that situation?
Well, you bring a guy in here like a Russell or Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers. That is when a coach has to be able to listen with those two ears, talk less. There's no way, whether it's his offense or not, Scott Turner knows more than any of those three guys know about the NFL. And sometimes great coaches are those who stop coaching, and start allowing ownership to be taken by more players. You know, I've always felt this. You are the coach. You get a level of respect. When we start playing this game, if I am constantly telling you something, it's not working what you're telling me, and I tell you what I see, I deserve you to have the wherewithal to say, okay, let's try your way. And if my way worked, start listening a little bit more. You know, coaching in high school, college, little league, yeah, we just listen to what you say. At the NFL level, I'm a pro too, not just you. And they got to get to that point where they can listen a little bit more.
Our guy Devon in Rockville is on the line. What's up, D? You're on with B-Mitch. Ask him whatever you want.
What's happening? What's happening, family? Hey, I'm going to piggyback off the caller before me. When if we do have the opportunity to get a Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson, I can't even say Aaron Rodgers. He's not going anywhere. But Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, right?
Yeah.
And we got it all right there. And their only request is that they bring their offensive coordinator they want to play with. With Ron, you think Ron would fire Scott Turner and bring who they want in there?
Hail to the no.
That's a great question, D.
I don't think it's going to happen. You know, because ultimately I don't think they could just bring their guy like that, but I don't think that's going to happen. You know, because I think there's a level of wanting to have ownership and be the man, I'm the guy. It comes across to me a lot. And I truly believe if a guy come in with those type of questions, that's bucking the system. And no, it ain't gonna happen.
It would seem to run counter to the team first culture Ron has talked so much about.
I don't think
Ron would respond well to anybody telling him what he has to do.
But I think this, though. Team first is whatever's going to make the team better.
I agree. I'm not saying it shouldn't be
and
done.
And if you keep trying, oh, no, we can't. Teams are great when the stars play the best. And if the stars need to tell you what's going on when they're constantly on the field and you don't listen ever, that's a problem. I want my stars to want the spotlight put on them. I want my stars to say, put the pressure on me. And if they are asking me that and I see that as a problem, something wrong with me.
Let's keep it going. Ask me, Mitch, anything. Our guy John is in Jacksonville. What's up, Johnny?
John, what's up, brother?
Guys, very quickly, because I didn't get through when you were talking about The Rock and if you had the money. So I'm a huge Bond fan. I would buy the Aston Martin DB5s, 1964, invite Daniel Snyder to ride with me, at which point I would demand that he sell me the team, which, of course, he'll refuse, and I then press the ejector seat, and bye-bye. Okay, now for your question. I didn't get a chance to get in during the week when you guys had that. So I'm all about the trivia, and so these are very, very specific dates. Even your producer knew these, so here they are. There's a few of them. Okay, December 7th, 1941.
Pearl Harbor.
What is the significance? Correct. Okay. June 6th, 1944.
D-Day.
D-Day, yeah.
Very good. Okay. November 22nd, 1963.
JFK.
Yes. Now, and I'm going to give you a hint on this last one. This was literally watched by the entire world. July 20th, 1969.
Moon landing.
Very good. Okay. You guys killed it.
Boom.
We'll be talking to you. See ya.
See ya, Johnny. Bye. Thank you, buddy.
John, making us keep current events and stuff going.
I know. Making us pay attention.
Make you go back to you. I forgot those parts of my years now.
Will is in Woodbridge. Will, what up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
B. Mitch and Finley. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I have a question for B. Mitch. What are the top five greatest players of all time in the NFL?
That's a good one.
Ooh, wow.
Thank you, Will.
Top five greatest players of all time, in my eyes? Oh, Lord. What? Jim Brown is one.
This is hard, dude. I just made a list super, top super of my hard. Head.
I'm going Jim Brown. I got to put Jerry in there.
Jerry Rice. You want my list to help you think? Are you going?
I'm trying to go here. See, like some of these older players, I wouldn't necessarily put them there. Gale Sayers, it was only a short time, but I think he was remarkable. Lawrence Taylor.
You have four.
God.
I think there's one kind of obvious one you're forgetting.
Who?
The guy you call the GOAT pretty frequently. That's playing this weekend.
Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have the same five as you. I have four of the same five of you. I never saw Gale Sayers. I'll confess on that. I never saw Jim Brown either, but I understand his greatness.
I never saw him, but you know what? When you hear anybody that was coming from that era talk about that man,
sure,
fans, players, it's like they start talking about MJ when he was on the basketball court. And when a player normally has the attention and respect of their peers more, I seem to side with those guys big time.
So my list, I had Jerry Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Jim Brown. I wonder if having Jerry Rice on the list doesn't just kind of knock Montana down a little bit, but maybe that's unfair to his greatness, yeah, too.
That LT, boy.
Oof. LT. I feel like Jerry Rice, LT, Jim Brown are on there no matter what. Like, whoever's list. And then the quarterback thing gets way more subjective. I think some people might argue for Peyton Manning. Some might argue for Elway. My favorite player ever is Barry Sanders.
Yeah,
I think you can make an argument for Barry. I think we're probably shortchanging a number of great defensive players. Reggie White, Ronnie Lott come to mind for me.
I always, whenever somebody asks me the best player you ever played against as far as a defensive player, Reggie White and Lawrence Taylor are always at my top.
I mean, it's pretty remarkable that you played in an NFC East where both those guys were in.
Yeah, and it's like people go, well, which one? I say, look, man, 1A, 1B, put them anywhere you want to put them. But those two guys at their positions – they redefine what goes on. And the thing of it, like, I would love to see those two guys. Yeah, I wish there was a way you could do it. Those two guys in today's game. We'll find out how athletic these damn defense, these offensive linemen really are.
Got plenty. That was a good one. That was a fun one.
Yeah, that had me thinking a little bit.
What about Joe Green? He was so good, they renamed his college mascot after him.
Mean Joe Green.
Was that North Texas or Texas State?
Yeah,
or something?
North Texas. They're the Mean Green.
Hey. That's pretty awesome.
Hey, bro, that still is defense. We could probably go through that and pick out most of the people. Because I played, Ham was the skinnier one, isn't he?
He was a linebacker with no teeth, right?
Yeah. No, not Ham. Then what's the other one?
I don't know.
It was Jack Ham and Lambert.
Lambert. Lambert might be the dude with no teeth.
Yeah, Lambert had no teeth. Ham, you see Ham today, you think he's a safety. Dude can play golf, cool as hell. I used to play with him all the time at, what's it called? But the story that he tells, whew.
And, dude, we're probably sleeping on Johnny Unitas or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's kind of hard. But I hear people telling me about him, but it's just, I don't know. The forward pass when Sammy Barr brought that in changed everything up.
Let's go to Sean. Sean's got a question to ask B-Mitch anything. Sean, fire away.
Sean, how you doing, brother?
Hey, man. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good, man.
Hey, a question for you, B. Mitch. Would you rather shoot an 85 and get a hole in one, or break 70?
I want to break 70. To be honest with you, I know a lot of people who've had a lot of hole in ones. I got a lot of their money in my pocket. I'd rather shoot the low score because if I could break 70 and shoot low scores more often than not, hell, I'm gonna be able to buy me some better equipment and lie about a hole in one. But you let me shoot 69 and JP playing with me? Oh, bro, you'd never hit any of that one.
I'd rather have a hole one because I'm never breaking 70. Like, if the question is break 80 or have a hole in one, then it becomes a reasonable conversation for me. But the quest to break 80.
Well, breaking 80 has happened so many times. I mean, I need to break down 78.
All right, how about
while
this?
While I'm playing with you.
This is from C-Dub
2000 on the line.
1906. On Twitter, says, man, B. Mitch, I just moved from the DMV down south. What the hell is a po' boy sandwich, bro?
It's a hoagie. It's a regular. They just call it the po'boy down there. It's the same thing as you. Anything you get at Subway, it's because it's a po'boy. But down in Louisiana, most times it's going to be shrimp or catfish, or they have meatball and they have a boudin po'ball. Remember the boudin we had in Turducken?
Sure.
They'll put the boudin in the same. So it's the exact same thing as what we call hoagies up this way.
I prefer sub. I think sub is my preferred nomenclature.
Well,
for,
if you're
for
in the
sandwich.
South, it's a po' boy.
I think hoagie is more of like a Philly thing.
Well, sub, hoagie, po' boy, same
there's,
thing.
There's some place they call them grinders. What the hell is that?
A po' boy.
I prefer sandwich.
Sandwich?
Yeah.
But see, it's on a roll, more or less like a roll or whatever, but it's called a po' boy.
All right, one more. Rob is in Virginia Beach. What up, Rob? Ask me anything.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Rob?
So it looks like our name is going to end up being the Commanders from everything I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. So for our nickname or abbreviation name, do you prefer comms, like in the military, where they say Manda comms, or should we name it after the ownership and call it WAC, W-A-C?
I don't want to call whack. Whack is not good.
Anything, not me.
I'll do the comms, but I can't go whack. Whack just is nothing positive about whack.
All right, I have one for you.
What's the one?
We have a situation. We have a brewing feud.
Who's willing to pay the most?
I don't think either of them. There's a brewing feud between Landfill and Cody and Stallion and Darius. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know, Stallion and Darius are the producers of Grant and Danny, the program that comes on next.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what happened. Our boys are alleging that Darius is a liar because Cody went to West Liberty University.
Mm-hmm.
Darius went to Frostburg University.
Mm-hmm.
They're rivals. They're fairly close to one another. They play in the same conference, same division, correct? Cody said, next season we should have a bet on the football game when they play each other. Darius said, sure, man, Frostburg's not very good. Cody said, all right, cool. Here's the bet. Cody then went out and looked up Frostburg football, and they're damn good.
Oh, yeah, very.
They went 10-1 last year. They were ranked top 20 in D3, whatever division they're in. The boys allege that Darius is a liar.
No, he's trying to. That's called setting up.
Stallion says Cody simply got outsmarted.
I think that's what happened. You're making a bet, and you take the bet. You don't just go by what somebody tell you. You research before you shake on it. If you put in a bet on a team without really checking whether the star player is going to play, and the star player doesn't play, and you lose, do Vegas give you money back?
Cody, nope. How are you feeling right now, knowing that the Stallion outsmarted you?
The Stallion wasn't a part of this, but... No, it was just like a friendly. I was going to do like $5 or something, but now not a chance. I think West Liberty lost by like 50 points last year.
53.
West Liberty stinks.
Well,
bro.
I knew that my team was terrible, and Prosper just came from being D3 to D2, so I was like, all right, maybe they're not as good.
But they were 10-1.
Yeah.
You got outsmarted right there.
Out. I mean, hustled by Darius. When we return, we will speak with Virginia State Senator Jeremy McPike. McPike represents Virginia's 29th district that includes Manassas and Prince William County, and we're going to talk about a new stadium for the Washington football team.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
McPike? All right. Couple things I want to clear up. Code Mode, you want to hear something juicy?
Always.
Little birdie told me.
Juicy fruit.
$140,000 bet on the Packers laying the points. Not in Vegas. Not in the Bahamas. Right here at National Harbor. That's a big-ass bet, man.
Cody, you didn't tell us you put that bet in?
But I took out a second mortgage on my parents' house.
he was so confused. He said a second mortgage.
What kind of rate did you get on your mortgage?
I mean, if you think I was nervous saying it now, you should have seen it when I was placing the bet.
Oh, boy.
Leadville, how many mortgages you think Cody's got?
At least 4 or 5.
You should talk to a reputable mortgage lender, all right? I had a lot of fun last night.
A mortgage mender.
Yeah, a mortgage mender would help you out. Call my guy Parker. I had a lot of fun last night. Went to a concert, Roadside Grill. The place is dope. Saw my buddy's band, Kane and the Almost Ables. So if you're looking for a band, check them out. They're on Instagram. They were playing the two highlight songs. It's a young woman that's a singer. She's awesome. And they covered like AC/DC songs. It was a lot of fun.
Did you dance?
You know the Four Non Blondes song, What's Up? I don't know that I danced, but I definitely did like the white guy mid-90s.
Did you move your feet?
I was dancing and singing.
I don't think you could dance without moving your feet. So did you move your feet?
Yeah. You know what? I did move my feet. You want me to sing it for you? Landfill's singing it right now. Give us a verse, Landfill. Turn that mic on. And I get real high and I scream at the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I said, all right, enough of that.
Yeah, you talking. You're not singing.
That is me singing, Brian. That's the problem. Cody, give us a Heard It Here first update, and then we're all going to make our picks for the divisional round.
Heard It Here first. Utah with Anfield.
Incorrect.
JP won.
Woo! Plus, it's my understanding that my parlay this weekend pays $920. All right, B, we need your picks. You ready?
My picks on what?
For the weekend, for the games. First game, Bengals-Titans.
Okay, I'm going to take upset Bengals.
All right, B says Cincy. Landfill.
I'm going Bengals.
Wow. Code Mode.
Bengals.
Wow, I love my position here. I will take the Titans. All right, the night game is, I'm asking.
The Niners.
Packers-Niners. B, who you got? What is the line?
5.5. It's going to be, I think, 6 degrees at kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the Pack.
B's going Pack. Landfill?
I'm going to take the Niners.
Wow, look at you two hot shots. Code Mode, I'm sure you're taking the Niners.
I'm going with the Niners.
I, too, will take the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, ever heard of him? All right, the day game on Sunday, Bucks-Rams. B?
What spread?
Cody?
3.
Give me the Bucks.
Philly?
I am also going to take Tampa Bay because they're the champs.
I get it.
Tampa.
And they have touchdown Tommy.
Go to.
I'm going Tampa Bay.
Damn. Wow, this is getting interesting. JP will take the Los Angeles Rams. Remember, they win a Super Bowl. I'll buy lunch.
Totally. You're going to do it anyway.
I mean, sure.
If they lose, I'm going to make you buy lunch.
Great. Final game, the heavyweight fight of the weekend, Chiefs-Bills. B, who you got?
I'm going with Big Red.
Big Red would be Kansas City. Landfill.
It's kind of a tough one, but I'm taking the best quarterback in football. I'm taking Patrick Mahomes.
Taylor Heineke's not in the playoffs. What are you talking
about? Oh, that's horrible.
All right, you're in for the Chiefs. Kodo.
I'm going to go with the Bills.
I also going with the Bills. A lot of action this week, boys. I am the only one on the Titans.
I might do an eight-way parlay with all passing yards.
You're going to take the passing yards of every quarterback and parlay?
Some are going to be low, some are going to be above, some are going to, yeah, you know.
Can you send us a screenshot? Because that will have a juicy payout, sir.
Yeah, probably won't make it. They probably won't let me put it in.
They might.
Cody claims you can do that stuff now. Listen, I know a guy. You need to get it in, you let me know.
You know a lot of guys.
I know a lot of guys, and I like to host strip blackjack parties.
I'm glad I've never been to one.
The strip blackjack is a myth, just so everyone knows. Want to thank all of our guests today. PFT commenter, David Beauclair, everybody that called in for Ask B Mitch Anything, and of course, State Senator Mr. Jeremy McPike. We appreciate his time. Look, when we get back, we're going to know the AFC and NFC championship games, and we're going to be that much closer to a new name for this franchise. The days of joking about belters, soon to be over. That's something we should all cherish and appreciate.
No, ain't happening.
Thank you to everybody that called.
Landfill's leaving if that happens.
Thank you to everybody that called. Thank you to everybody that listened. Grant and Danny coming up next. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.